Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, welcome listeners. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and today we're doing a very special episode on gratitude. And I want the lines to be open for you to call in and share what you have gratitude for in your life. We are in that season here. We have Thanksgiving here in the United States next week, and we have a lot going on. It's been all over the place where we're getting yanked all over, challenging all over the world. If you're listening across the globe, this is universal. This is about gratitude, the energy of gratitude, and how powerful it is. And what I want to do today is join together with you, and we all focus on that, because even in the most dire situations, and I won't go into all of the ones I've been in, but I have certainly been in them, or I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today. Because I have gratitude for those experiences have made me who I am and the passion that I have to help you find your way through things too. It is powerful. Anything to do with the word gratitude, the energy itself on that word is powerful. You may feel hopelessness, but that word brings in and it rides right with it the energy of hope. The energy of, wait a minute, maybe I can find a different way. Maybe I need to redirect my life. But in the toughest times, we can be angry. We can be frustrated. We can be resentful. Like, why is this all happening to me? And instead of looking at it outside of yourself, we want to turn inward. And a lot of times we don't want to do that. We want to avoid it at all costs. Because it's like, I don't want to think about that. I don't want to deal with that. And we try to avoid it. Gratitude can help you go inward easier. I know that sounds kind of interesting, but you can actually go to a place within if you are in a state of mind of, well, what can I find around me to be thankful for? Maybe someone was kind to you. Maybe someone helped you out when you were in a tough situation. Maybe it's just as simple as, you know, my health is good here. You know, even if you haven't something else going on, what can you find around you? Everybody that's listening right now, and you can do this if you're driving in a car right now as well. What can you find around you that you can say, well, I'm thankful that, you know, I can find my way home. I'm thankful that I have a way to work. I'm thankful that I have a job. I'm thankful that I have people that care about me. I'm thankful that I have what? What can you be thankful for? And when you can find your way to the place where you're thankful that the challenge has brought great lessons to your life, and now you know you're stronger, that's another thing to be thankful for. And I want to hear from you. I have a couple of them that wrote in, so I am going to share those in a bit. But if you want to call in, we want to talk about the gratitude if you're struggling to find your way back to it. This is what this is all about today. How can we put hope back in where you feel like it's lost? How can we find another way? I have the angels, of course, here ready to deliver messages if you wanted to call in for that. But the focus is going to be on the gratitude and the appreciation for that with those reads. So, because that brings in the energy that you're looking for to light the way. So gratitude is a very important part of busting through what feels like is stagnant energy, what feels like is not going to move forward, which feels like there's no way out. Gratitude can help bring in the hope and the possibilities that you may not be seeing around you, because it's never gone from us. We just have to find our way to reconnect to it. And it can help you do that. It can also feel good to be thankful for something. It makes you feel good. It makes the people around you feel good. It puts off a good energy out there in this world. And we all need that right now. We have plenty of the other type of energy out there. Let's balance this out, because we need more of the positive energy out there. We need more of inspiration that can support ourselves and another, because we're picking ourselves back up if we got knocked down, brushing ourselves off, and we're going to move forward. We're going to find another way around if this one doesn't work anymore. And we're all feeling that a bit. You know, I know that. It's challenging right now because the energy of humanity is shifting. The dynamics are shifting, how we go day to day, how we live. Our consciousness as an entire human race, everything is moving forward into a different perspective anyway. Some of that feels very frightening because we don't understand it all yet. But having appreciation that we can be even part of this huge transformation time, that we can move forward and be the pioneers that are carving the way for the future generations. Wow. You actually, you know, chose that before you came here to do that. So this is big. This is big. But in a moment of gratitude, appreciation, thankfulness, when we're all gathering next week, you know, some people don't have a home, some people don't have all that. But even if you don't, you don't have to feel alone when you grab onto the gratefulness that you can find in your own individual situation. There's been plenty of holidays where I've been in that situation before. I know what that feels like, so I'm not just saying something that I haven't experienced. Believe it or not, I've experienced just about everything I talk about. No kidding. Not that I want to. It's just that I think sometimes when you decide or you choose this path to be in a spiritual teaching or healer role, you need to know what it feels like. So for those that think, oh, that would be wonderful as a career, keep in mind that you have to experience quite a bit, usually. Most of the time. I don't know any that haven't. So that I say because I do understand, I do feel it. Not that I want to, but I do, and I have to go, okay, I have appreciation that I can feel another's pain. I can feel what's happening for that other person. I can feel that, you know, they need some help and support. I can feel that. So I want you to know that I can feel a lot of people out there feeling the anguish, the anxiety, the separation. I can feel that. I want you to know that that's an illusion that you can choose to reconnect. If you had just your physical self and that's all you have with you right now, you can choose to reconnect to the energies that I'm talking about in knowing that you're not alone. I work with the angelic realm a lot, and they are always around, and they want to help. They are so like, oh, please just ask, and why don't you try it if you've never tried it before? You might find it to be a very pleasant surprise, and you will see opportunities start to shift for you. When it feels like nothing else is going to work, why don't you ask? Sometimes those are the places that we go in that are so deep, that dark night of the soul kind of a thing, that can bring in catalyst ways, just catapult you into another ascension and growth of your soul. And this show is about that. It's about the soul growth. So I want you to think about it. Think about what you have in your life. If you would like to call in and share, if you would like to know what the angels have in store as a message for you, that's fine. You can do that. But we want to keep it about gratitude. We want to keep it on a beat that will put out there into the airwaves inspiration and hope for those that are really desperately seeking that right now. There's a lot of people out there that could use some hope, and it doesn't cost anything. So let's put some out there. The number's 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. When we come back, I'm going to start by sharing a couple of the messages that I have received that I'm going to share on the air with you that came from the social medias and the mailbag. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune in to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now on our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Jen Royster Show, and today we're talking about finding gratitude in any situation. And I want to start off by expressing a gratitude for Sylvia Brown. For those that have not heard, she just passed away yesterday at the age of 77. I want to send a lot of love and comfort to her family and friends. She helped so many people as a medium and psychic in her day. And I mean, she had that gift going on from the age of 3, I believe. But she helped a lot of people find comfort by connecting them with people that had crossed over and loved ones. And now she's over there. And I know that She is thriving, and we want to say thank you to her. I want to say it for us. I just want to say thank you to her. She did a lot for a lot of people. You will always live on in our hearts, Sylvia. So thank you for everything you did when you were here on this physical plane. Now, I've got a couple of messages that I received after the posts were going out about the show today. So I want to share those. And if you want to call in and share, the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And the first one I want to share comes from David on Facebook. He says, grateful for wisdom from you and many others who share many delightful thoughts. He says, thanks, Jen Royster. So, David, I want to say thank you, and I have much appreciation for that beautiful message, and I wanted to share that with you. This next one, now, if I can get through this, it's going to be amazing because this one touches my heart a lot. But this is about the veterans, and I want you to know that I do feel that a lot personally. I've got a lot of veterans in my family that are very close to me. So, but this one came from a vet. It's an anonymous, grateful veteran feeling loved by America. Again, this comes from an anonymous, grateful veteran feeling loved by America. And he says, and I'm reading, this is quote, I am so grateful for my family and the Veterans Administration. I was homeless with only the clothes on my back. They gave me a place to live while I'm in treatment for PTSD. And they are going to help me get a job. God bless all the people who support the VFW and other veteran organizations with donations. They really do go to a great cause. It makes me love my country even more. And I want to say thank you for sending that in. That one really touches my heart. There's a lot of veterans out there. They did a lot of sacrifice, and they do need our help. And if you are always looking for some way to help, that's a great place to start, because there's so many of them trying to overcome a lot of things that they went through. So thank you for sending that in. That's a lot. Wow, I'm just trying to catch my breath because that really touches my heart a lot. And, you know, there's a lot of anger. There's a lot of them coming back, feeling the anger and the trauma. And PTSD isn't just from being a vet. It happens to everybody in different situations. But to overcome that and to find your way back and to feel like you're a part of life again, it's a big hurdle for some. And this one has been pretty much on the down and out here and found a way to get the message to me. The message, he wanted to call in, but he couldn't because he's in the PTSD treatment right now. He's in-house. So he could not call in, and he still found a way to get this message to me. So I appreciate that, because I hope that that helps and inspires someone else out there to find a way. There is always a way. I love the expression of the way the water flows. If there is a big obstacle, a big boulder in the river in the middle, the water will find a way around it. And that's a great representation of there's always another route you can find to pick up and keep moving. If this one blocks up for you, find another way. Just reroute. And life is like that. When it's harder on us when we try to keep it fixed in a certain outcome. That is usually what can cause most of the stress, most of the frustration, trying to control every little outcome, trying to control life. Because you can plan all day long, but that doesn't mean that's going to work out that way. And when you learn a different response, or you learn to go with the flow of life, and if it's redirecting you, not to be resistant toward it. And sometimes that's the biggest fear that, that conjures up all the stress and the anxieties and the frustrations and resentment, you name it, you know. They feel like something else has let them down, you know, like that person let me down or this situation, why didn't it work out? We're very fixed in a certain outcome. And that is a very restrictive way to live, actually. A very restricted way to live. We free one another by the way we react, obviously. And we all have times where we don't react so great, even me. You know, we all have that. But it's a way of learning constantly how to strengthen and how to see it a different way, how to grow with a situation or a challenge. And also, very important here, know what your own boundaries are and don't let people violate them. Don't let people violate them. Let, you know, make your boundaries known. And if you respect your own boundaries, then other people will. You have boundaries. You have that right to have a boundary. And then you also want to respect another person's boundaries. That's really important. We have a lot of things we can be thankful for, but when you can be thankful that you respect your own boundaries, you respect another's, you respect life, you respect, wait a minute, that might be great for them, but that's not a great path for me, or I have a different way of doing it. You need to speak up and say that. You need to be true to yourself. That is a tremendous appreciation for your own self, for your own higher, for you, for your soul path. You're going to feel freer. You're going to be happier. And believe it or not, the relationships will improve. That's really hard sometimes for people, especially when you care so much. I know that that is for me at times, but boundaries are extremely important. And you know what your boundaries are. Nobody else does. And you need to make sure they know it. I have gratitude that I've learned about that as I go, and I'm still learning that. As I move into something new, I have to learn it and improve it and tweak it. That doesn't mean that you're going all the way back to square one. It just means, okay, we've grown and now we're at this level and you're tweaking again. I really like to go into my cave, and I need to allow that. I need to allow it a lot more when I'm going through something new. And I need to be clear about that. That's something that I know I need to do. I call it my cave. I mean, I think men have a cave or something like that, I hear, you know, but I need that time to myself because that's how I balance right out. Not everybody needs it like I do, but that's what I need. I need that, and I need to let people know that I need that. I have gratitude that I can say that on the air to you, because I'm sure there's other people out there that can appreciate what I'm saying if you are always feeling drained, if you're empathic, if you're sensitive, a people pleaser, whatever it might be. And it's hard sometimes because we care and we feel what another's feeling. Especially if you're intuitive, you feel every little shift in someone's energy, and it will also overpower you because you can feel all of that. And it's that art of knowing that's theirs and what's yours is yours. So that's what I mean about the boundary. But in gratitude, I have gratitude for all the things I've learned, because yes, I've hit the wall. I've bounced off this and that. It's been awkward at times. I've had all kinds of experiences, but each time I learned something else from it, even the tough ones, even the ones that you wished, ooh, I really would rather not go through that. You can find something to learn from it and say thank you for the lesson and then let it go. Like we were talking earlier with Sylvia Brown, and we were giving her a big blessing and to her family. I remember something that she said. She always said, take what works for you. I'm not putting this in exact quotes, but it was like, keep what works and then let the rest go. I mean, she's like, take what you need and then let the rest go. It was to that intention. I don't think that's the exact words, but I remember that when I heard her say that the first time, and that made so much sense to me. We're talking about gratitude and how we can find gratitude in many different situations, no matter what. Stay with us. We're coming back. If you want to call in and share, 1-800-930-2819. We're talking about finding gratitude in any situation. I'm Dr. Jen. This is the Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
I'm Dr. Jen, and we're back live. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show if you just tuned in. And we've been talking about how to find gratitude in any situation. And let's talk about how can you find your way to a state of gratitude when you feel like you feel hopeless or isolated or angry or you're discouraged. How do you find a way to connect back into it? So I want to give you a couple of things that you can do if you are completely by yourself, nobody there to walk you through it. And this is not that hard. You're going to have the energy that you're dealing with. So say you're very upset about something. You do want that energy to spin out in a safe way without causing harm, obviously. But when it's a very intense energy that's keeping you up and you're just pacing or something like that, your heart's racing, find some kind of physical outlet to do, whether it's cleaning, washing dishes, digging in the garden, anything physical. For me, man, I go to the easel and I start painting. It's incredible. Some people journal. You're looking for an outlet to get the energy out of the mental and out of inside of you and get it out. without causing harm. It might be if you're angry, you're screaming into a pillow or pounding a pillow. That's not hurting anybody, okay? That's a safe way to get it out of you. Stuffing it down is not going to help. So the energy has to be processed so you can see through the darkness, so to speak. And simply ask to find a way. Ask your angels. Ask them. Ask. They're right there. Ask them to help you find a way to connect and find a way to feel the gratitude for something. If you can't see anything around you, like right now, look around you. Something, anything. That you have a place to sit, that you're inside, out. What is it? That you're alive? That you're listening? Anything. What do you have? What can you say you have gratitude for right now? I mean, there is always something around you that you can see. It might be, wow, you know, that's a pretty bush. That's a pretty tree. Anything. And sometimes you feel like there's nothing. There's nothing. That's the belief that there's nothing. And that's the illusion that's causing the dark cloud around you, so to speak, that can keep you in the dark. You're looking for that little thing called gratitude that's going to be like your flashlight that's going to light your way so you can go, wait a minute, this is the way out. Now I can find something I can do over here. And you say, well, thank you for that. And you just take it one step at a time. But if you hold the energies in, if you have something that's very overwhelming, please do seek out support and help. Like the vet that had left the message and what they have for them. And there's other things out there. There's hotlines out there for that. There's I do spiritual counseling. That's different from clinical counseling. But you both are very important. I mean, they are, because we are spiritual beings living in a physical body. So we're not like one is better than the other. But you definitely want to look and go allow people to help you. Usually people that are feeling so isolated or angry or it's about somebody else's fault won't let anybody help them. Let's just say what that is. Do you let people help you, or would you rather just do it all yourself? Sometimes it's hard if you're used to being the one that has to do it, right? You may have experienced something that, you know, if you didn't do it, it fell through the cracks. So somebody had to take over and do that. I realize that. I know what that feels like. So, but learning to give and receive is part of how you balance the universal energies. A lot of people want it to be balanced. We're always seeking that balance, and that happiness comes in that balance. But you can give appreciation. You can give gratitude. It's going to help you. It's going to give, and you're going to receive something back. And it may not be what you're expecting. It may be a different way. But absolutely ask. Ask your angels. Ask God, can you show me a little bit of hope here? Can you show me a route? Can you give me a sign? Can you, in the physical world, you know you can ask for that. Ask for a physical sign in the world that you're on the right track. I do it all the time. And guess what? The more you do it, the more they'll give you too. They give me signs all the time. It's wonderful. And then say thank you for the signs. Appreciate that they did come back. They are there. You have guardian angels. You have them there. But they don't disconnect from you. And that light that is part of all of us that's connected to everything else out there in the universe, it's in there. It never left you. But if you've got your back turned to it, you're going to feel like you're isolated and in the dark. You're not going to know which way to go. It's going to feel dark. Think of it this way. If you were in a meditation and just turn around, if you've got your back to the light, how are you going to see it? Just turn around and then you'll find it. And if you focus on it, even if it looks tiny, if it's so small, then focus there and visualize that it gets bigger. When we come back, I'm going to do a quick 5-minute meditation with that. After that, I don't want to do it now because we might go to break again. But when we come back on the last part of the show, we're going to do just a few minutes of that, about 5 minutes of walking you through how to find your way into gratitude. Gratitude's big. Gratitude's an energy that has a lot of abundance It rides high. It's a high frequency. It can help bring you closer to joy. It feels good to give somebody something. It always feels good to do that. You feel good. But don't deny another to feel good by helping you and giving something back to you. That was one of the things I had to learn. I had to learn, and it's really common with people that are caregivers or helpers or moms or, you know, people that are taking care of others in their profession. We're so used to doing the giving that it's harder to let people help you. But don't deny them the gift of something they can give you, because that helps them. So you see, it just goes full circle. And when I realized that, I went, oh, wow, you know, there is, that's a big deal. That's huge. It's not just a giving all and then not receiving. It has to be balanced, or it'll feel unbalanced. It'll feel like something's missing. Your soul will naturally be looking for something to balance it. That's usually what's happening the whole time. We're always looking for that balancing factor. So if you're only receiving and you're not giving enough, that's going to feel imbalanced too. So you've got to look at which one needs balancing on the scales. Gratitude is an energy that has powerful healing attached to it as well, because gratitude is something we do when we ask for help. I call it three steps. We pray, we ask for what we would like help with. Then you go into step two, you go into receive mode to receive that gift of your prayer and to have it answered. And then step three is gratitude for it. And most people stay in step one. They just keep asking. They keep asking. They don't know why. They don't want to like keep asking. Really, honestly, with the divine, you really just need to ask once. But do you go into step two to go into an open heart to receive? Do you go into the receive side and not try to control how it's answered? So look at that. That's important. Are you in receive mode to receive the answer? And then going into step three is the gratitude, which has been what our focus is. We have a lot of things to be thankful for. Be thankful that you're here. Be thankful that you're here and you're part of history in the making. A huge transformation across the globe is happening. And some people don't want to believe it. That's okay. You don't have to. But it's still happening. You know, it's going to happen. Life is always going to move forward, because that is the nature of the energy of life. It moves forward. It doesn't go backwards. It doesn't stand still. It always moves forward, constantly evolving, constantly changing, constantly improving, clearing, rebirthing. And then, I mean, it just keeps revolving over and over. It's the cycle. It's the way it works. So think about that. If you're driving, you might want to download the archive. When we come back after the break, we're going to do a 5-minute meditation on connecting into gratitude to see that light in you, to connect back in so you can feel the love. Okay. And it will be about 5 minutes. So if you're driving, you might not want to do it while you're driving. I just want to put that out there, that disclosure. But you can always grab the archive afterwards. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We've been talking about finding gratitude in any situation. When we come back after the break, we're going to do the meditation. I'm Dr. Jen. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
And we are back. This is Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. And we've been talking about finding gratitude in every situation and how you can find your way to it. And we're going to do a 5-minute meditation now. If you're driving, please download this and listen to it later for safety. But if you can listen right now, just close your eyes and breathe slowly. Just breathe slowly, gently, slowing everything down and just taking that time out from the hustle bustle of life. Just breathe and listen to the beautiful flutes. Those are just gentle sounds that just soothe the soul. And as you're breathing, I want you to focus to your heart center, right to the center of your core, of your very being. Just close your eyes so you can go there and feel the center of you, just the very, very center. And right in the center, you can see a small flicker flame of light. It may not be very big, but you're going to see a little bit of light trying to peek through. Put all of your focus onto that little bit of light you see and watch it grow bigger. Watch it open up and expand into the darkness around you. And just keep breathing, allowing it to grow bigger. Allowing it to grow bigger, and know that that is your connection. Let it connect you back into the web of life, back into the connection that's connected to all of life, everything, into the divine connection. And start to feel that it's strengthening you and lifting you with encouragement and hope. It is starting to nourish your soul with opportunity, encouragement, to help you feel strong enough to pick yourself back up in any situation and try again find a new way, change directions, move, change jobs, leave a toxic relationship, whatever it may be. Breathe that in. Breathe that nourishing elixir that light is feeding you right now. Embrace it. Let it fill your whole being. Expand it out to where it's lighting up everywhere that you see anything dark around you. And say, thank you for never leaving me. You're always there, even if I don't realize it. Thank you for never leaving me. You're always there. I know that you always will be when I have times of need and I need support, encouragement, love. I'm not alone like I thought. I am loved because I am connected and part of this beautiful divine energy. That's right. Everybody has that right to be connected. You just have to do the connecting. So breathe in thankfulness and gratitude. Allow it to nourish you, lift you, energize you, and then ask, show me a sign in the physical world of a new route, an option, a choice that I could make to help me move forward out of this challenge, or if you're not in a challenge, to help you move forward with more vibrant energy, to keep going, to power on. Every day, ask, how may I serve and be a part of this divine connection of life? And how can I help another? How can I help myself? And then say, thank you. And then go out there and take action. Another deep breath. And open your eyes. And release that energy. And as that energy comes out in your out breath, you're releasing all that darkness that was holding you back. Breathe several times like that if you feel that it's still clearing. And know that your breath can always do that for you. It's always with you. If you feel anxiety, tap into your breath. It's part of you and always will be. First thing you did when you arrived here on Earth, it'll be the last thing you do when you leave. So it'll always be with you. No matter where you are, you have your breath. And it connects you to your life force. And wake up and move your arms around. You're here, you're back, and you're ready to go out there and put some love and some positive out into that world. A world that needs a lot of love right now. This has been a very special show that I did want to bring to you today. I was really feeling this. There's so much that we move around so fast, and we want to put appreciation and gratitude back into this. Don't forget, it's a 1-2-3 step. Ask, receive, and be thankful. Now, for those that, really quick before we go off the air, if you would like to learn more about the different things that I do and how I have workshops or private sessions, if you'd like to book anything like that, please go over to my website and connect with me on social medias as well. The website is jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. And in January 2014, I have two workshops. They're online workshops that are now up, and we're starting to take the registrations now. You can go over and check it out or register for one of the workshops. On January 11th, we have intuitive painting. These workshops are online, but they're audio and visual, so the intuitive painting is so much fun. And then January 25th, we have the workshop online that's intuitive children. That's a good one if you're a parent or you're raising intuitive children, or you've been an intuitive child and you want to understand it a little bit. Intuitive children, it's a big deal because a lot of people are coming into the world very, very connected these days. Those, again, are January 11th for intuitive painting. And January 25th, Intuitive Children, they're online workshops, and the registration is open for that now, and that's January 2014. You can also sign up for my newsletter. I send out a weekly newsletter with the updates and the show listings and anything that's going on. If you sign up for the newsletter, you can receive a free energy balancing, and you can book your private sessions online. I do them online by phone, and I also give you a recording of your session that you can download afterwards. So that's what we do for the private sessions, and we're there for you. We're over on Facebook, Twitter, so go come join us over there. I'm at Jen Royster on Twitter, or the Jen Royster Show on Twitter, so you can find them both. They're pretty much connected to each other. I want to send a lot of love and a lot of energy healing out right now. I want you to know that being a part of this world right now is important to me. It's important to me that I am doing what I'm doing, and I'm very thankful to all the people that support me, that help me, that I am able to bring you this show, that I'm able to support you and encourage you. I have a passion, and I will probably be doing this in my lifetime, the whole lifetime, you know, some way or another, but to have an outlet where I can put this out there, where people can just tune in and find their way. I have a lot of appreciation in my heart and a lot of gratitude that I have the support that I have from the people that helped me to bring this to you. I want to wish everyone beautiful, beautiful holidays for next weekend. If you are traveling, please travel safely. Always ask your angels to help you with your traveling so you can be safe on the roads out there. We're going to have lots of travelers out there and families get together. And if you are going to be by yourself during the holidays, you're not. I want to remind you, you're not by yourself. Remember, you're not by yourself. I've done that before, and I know what that feels like, but I want you to know you're not. And I'm wanting to send a lot of healing energy out to those that are dealing with illness, those that are dealing with financial struggle, those that are dealing with job or relationship loss. I want to send you a lot of love and a lot of healing. I have quartz crystals all around me right now. I always have them out, but I have my sphere out because when I am sending out to the world, I always hold my sphere quartz crystal because that's global to me. And it's not a crystal ball, but it's a sphere crystal. It's round, and that just represents the globe to me. And as I hold it, it really is radiating right now. So, and it's a beautiful thing. So I just want you to know the love is really flowing out there. Just grab on, take some, and pass it around. Give it out to another. Let the love flow in and through you always. We will be back next week with an encore show for the holidays. So please tune in if you would like. I want to say thank you. And this is Dr. Jen with the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com. Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer.
Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. You can acquire perfect health by eating properly, but most people don't know how to do it. You're not going to find how by watching TV shows and news or reading the latest diet book. I teach you how to eat your way to perfect wellness through a customized program. When you are ready to stop messing around with your diet and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.